Our next two guests are both very funny people, ER Fightmaster and comedian Lolly Adefope. They play a couple on the show Shrill, and the series is in its third and final season on Hulu. Lolly, ER, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi.
Hi.
We have some great games for you, but before we get to that, season three of Shrill is out right now. Was it a different feeling on the set?
It felt a little COVID-y.
It was COVID-y. It was very masked, fully masked. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know that it was the final season when we were doing it, so
that was
kind of nice, I think, because I think I would have just been crying every day about the people I wasn't going to be able to see again. But it was, like, just as fun, I think, as all of the other seasons, just with added masks and swabs in your nose 3 times a week.
Swabs. Yeah, right. Nice.
And COVID tests as well.
I know. Who doesn't love a little pre-show swab? Where's my ritual? So, in the final season of Shrill, when you think about your characters, Fran and Em's future together, what do you wish for them?
I hope they both find a really cool apartment and they make it work for like 3 years while they make each other better people.
Yes.
And then they break up, but they continue to work together on a really important kind of international project.
Yes.
And then
I think they'll get back together when they're old.
That's exactly what I was going for. They date other people, they get back together when they're like in their 40s and they're definitely even hotter.
Yeah.
Right. I love it. I love it. We have some great games for you.
Yes.
Woohoo.
So in this game, you're going to be taking turns. And the game is called Dolly Parton or Dalai Lama. Okay. We are going to say a fact, and you just need to tell us, is it about Dolly Parton or the spiritual leader of the Tibetan people, the Dalai Lama?
Okay. And you're saying two different names right now?
Oh, yes. Dolly Parton or Dalai Lama.
Okay, now I heard it.
Right, it's two different spiritual leaders. Lolly, this first one is for you. The story goes their birth was paid for with a sack of oatmeal. Dalai Lama, Dolly Parton, or both?
Dolly Parton.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Yes, her family couldn't afford to pay the medical bills for her birth, so the father paid the doctor with a sack of oatmeal.
Also, is it oatmeal or is it oats? Because if it's oatmeal, then that feels like wet.
Yeah, it's already cooked.
Their greatest fear is being eaten by a shark. Dolly Parton, Dalai Lama, or both?
I don't think Dolly Parton would be afraid of that. She's too brave. Mm-hmm. Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama, you are correct.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah.
In an interview with the British newspaper The Telegraph, Dalai Lama revealed that he never learned how to swim, and he worries that were he in a plane crash over the ocean, he would get eaten by a shark.
Wait, so you think that someone who's afraid of sharks is not brave?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I personally, I'm a coward. I'm fully afraid of sharks. I went out into the ocean, and I thought that my friend had swam underneath me and tried to pull my legs out from under me. And so I turned around to, like, punch him, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was no one anywhere near me. And I realized that it was a fish with the strength of a human man that had swam through my legs. And I thought it was so large. I thought it was a 6 foot tall man who grabbed my legs. Yeah. And the way that I panicked and did not recover was like, I ruined a whole trip.
That is pretty freaky. That is pretty freaky.
Thank you.
What do you,
so that's,
what do you think?
That's my trauma.
What if it was like an old suitcase?
Just floating
and
around.
And you ruined the trip.
Now I'm kind of like looking back and I'm like, it could have been an old suitcase.
There's a lot of those. Where were you? Florida? Where were you?
There was a little suitcase tag. This is so embarrassing.
Lolly, who has their own smartphone app? Dolly Parton, Dalai Lama, or both?
I'm going to say both.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dolly Parton has multiple apps. She has a fitness app. The other one is for the amusement park, Dollywood. The Dalai Lama has information and updates about the Dalai Lama.
Wow.
I'd feel really bad turning off my Dalai Lama notifications. That would be
Come on, Dalai Lama.
That's enough.
Mute.
I get it. I get it. Peace, inner peace, blah, blah, blah.
All right, this is for you. Released an album that debuted on the Billboard charts. Was that Dolly Parton, Dalai Lama, or both?
I have to say it's Dolly Parton, but I wish it was both.
It actually is both.
Wow, screwed myself. Deduct a point because I didn't trust my gut.
We've never been asked by someone to deduct a point for them not believing in themselves.
I need to learn a lesson. This is internalized homophobia, and I'm getting it out.
So Dalai Lama had it was his debut studio album. It was called Inner World. It was released on his 85th birthday in 2020. And it is the first time a Dalai Lama has released recorded music.
If you've listened to it, he plays drums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's all funny parody songs. It's like a Weird Al album, basically.
Only he could do it. Lolly repairs watches as a hobby. Dolly Parton, Dalai Lama, or both?
Dalai Lama.
Yes, exactly. he is both a watch collector and dabbles with watch repair.
I can imagine it's very peaceful, so that fits the vibe.
Sounds like torture.
Yeah. That's exactly.
This is a punishment.
All right, this is the last one. It's for you, ER. They once entered a lookalike contest and lost. Dolly Parton, Dalai Lama, or both?
First of all, this is for 10 points. Second of all.
All right.
Second of all, it had to be both of them. And it had to be together.
Oh, good.
Same lookalike contest. They entered the same lookalike contest, you're
saying. That's my series, that it was like some kind of Dolly, like late
Dolly
night
Dolly entered it for the Dalai Lama and she lost.
Yes.
Oh, like, that would be great.
They're like, no, actually it's super problematic you did that. And they were both like in on it. that's my honest guess.
That's your answer. Okay. It actually, in this case, it was Dolly Parton. It was not both.
I actually hate this show. And I hate
Okay.
And I'm not really vibing with anybody that I'm looking at on these screens. So.
And more specifically, this was a drag queen celebrity lookalike competition.
Oh yeah,
I did hear about that. Oh
so
yeah,
she was
one.
Out. She was out Dolly Partoned by somebody,
right?
Which is fantastic.
Is it problematic that I want to see a Dalai Lama drag competition? Is that problematic to say?
No, I think it'd be problematic to be like, I don't want to see that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if that was something he wanted to host, and you were like, no, actually, I have to.
Yeah. Or he didn't even bring it up, and you were just like, I don't want to see that.
All right. You both did great. You both did fantastic.
Lolly.